This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
We're experiencing unexpected high call volume, so you might experience a longer wait time.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you for calling Best Buy. Agent Arlene, how may I assist?
Hey, Arlene. My name is Miles, and I'm with XPO. And I was calling to report the reason why an installation was unable to be completed and to request a breeze code for a delivery fee. And I have the FMS order number available whenever you're ready.
Go ahead.
779-191-68.
Okay, please hold while I look for the order.
Sure.
All right, thank you for holding. It's for Joyce Varlamos. Can you verify the address and phone number, please?
1035 Riverside Drive, Vermilion, Ohio, 44089. Primary phone, 216-701-9079.
Thank you. How can I help you again? It's an issue.
The customer shutoff valve is frozen. It doesn't function. Cannot be used to shut the water off. Therefore, we are unable to uninstall the existing unit and install the new unit.
Okay. And so what are we doing with the unit itself? Are we taking it back to the warehouse, or are we going to drop it off?
The unit was left on site in the customer's dining room.
Dining room. Okay, so we're going to reschedule the installation then.
That's unlikely because the customer, Mrs. is extremely upset. She's looking at, she's just going to have a plumber handle it. That's what she said. Now, whether or not she changes her mind in the future once she calms down, I can't say with any certainty, but that was what she said when I talked to her. She's extremely upset.
Okay. She does understand about the frozen valves, though, right?
Oh, well, I mean, she understands now that the valve is frozen and cannot be used to shut the water off, but
mm-hmm.
she doesn't understand. I mean, she is not accepting of the fact that The technician who was out to install the dishwasher is too large to crawl under her house and go in the crawl space to use whatever water valve may be under there to shut the water off, which is not even necessarily a requirement for our technicians to do. So she's extremely angry about that. And
okay.
She's just all around just extremely upset.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, to the point where I was trying, you know, to help her, trying to bring things to a positive light, you know, let her know, well, hey, you know, this didn't work out, but at least you were, you know, notified that your shutoff valve is, you know, needing to be replaced, you know, and it's not
right.
working. So in the event of an emergency, you know, mm-hmm. you know, now you know that, you know, if you get that shutoff valve replaced in the event of a water leak or an emergency, you can reach under the sink and shut the water off. Oh, no, it didn't. None of that was soothing or calming to her. She, you know, just happened to say, well, you know, well, I'm 77. If there was an emergency, I'll crawl under the house and turn the water off. Well, you know, I don't know if maybe she is physically able to do that, but that's still unnecessary. And also
yeah.
in most states, the code, like if a code enforcement officer went to your house and they found out that your shutoff valve under your sink doesn't work, then they would, you know, basically tell you, look, either you get this fixed or there's going to be a fine because this is not up to code because you need to be able to shut the water off under the sink in the event of an emergency. It's very important.
Yeah, I understand. All right, I'll go ahead and reach out to her, not a problem. So let me work on some notes and then we'll go from there. Miles, okay, please hold.
Okay.
Thank you for holding, Miles. I do have your case number, please.
Okay, I'm ready for that breeze code.
286-619-786.
Okay, that was 286-619-786.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Well, I thank you very much for your help with this. It is greatly appreciated. And
have a good day.
And it was my pleasure to give you a call from XPO. Hope you have a good day.